Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. We come to the sixth Sunday of Easter, so we're drawing towards the end of the Easter season, but we're still there. Today's reading, the gospel, is from a beautiful chapter, John chapter 15. This is part of the great homily that Jesus gives at the Last Supper. The gospel of John does not have an institution of bread and wine. It has a foot washing. But before that, Jesus gives a long speech to his disciples and to us. I invite you to open your Bible and read chapter 15 this week. Some of the most beautiful language that Jesus gives to describe us, his mission, and why he came. Today, Jesus says, "It is not you who chose me, but it is I who chose you." This is key to the spiritual life. Sometimes we think that the spiritual life is that God is out there hiding, and by our efforts, we have to go find God. So if I do enough rosaries and novenas and go to Mass, then I'll find him. That's not the biblical revelation. The Bible tells us that God came in search of humanity because we got lost. After the original sin, we left the communion we had with God. And then God came searching for us, and he searches for us even today. So just know that God is always looking for us. And a great gift is that no matter how much we've sinned and how far we've walked away from God, you can never walk away from the great mercy and love of God. It's too much and too immense. So the spiritual life is that you've been chosen by God. God wants you here. There's a reason why you are born and in this world at this time. So it is God who first loves us, and then God patiently waits for our response of love. That's what love does. When you fall in love, you want to respond. You want to give yourself to that person. You want to spend your life for them. So know that you don't have to earn anything. God has already loved us and chosen us. And then you might consider, do I really love God, and how do I show that? Love is a choice more than a feeling. So how do I choose God to be the number one most important thing in my life? So to be chosen means a couple things. First of all, it means that you'll be sent on a mission. So when you're chosen by God, God gives you a vocation. And so just know that our religion is not just about mystical prayer experiences. Those are important. But our religion is a mission religion. We've been sent out. At the end of every Mass, as a final dismissal, go forth. And so we are sent into the world to somehow bring and bear their God's love into the world. So your life is a mission. And number two, then, you're never going to know who you are unless and until you know God's mission for you. I'll say that again. You're never going to know who you are and why God made you until you know what your vocation is from God. We all have a vocation or a mission, something God wants us to do. And if we find a way to begin to do that, you're going to discover who you are. When you live for God and God's purposes, your being is enhanced. You're something more than you can be by yourself otherwise. Then we also find that when you've been chosen by God, you become friends with God. You don't have to earn it. Friendship naturally happens. When you have a good friend, you want to share your entire life with them. And finally, when you've been chosen by God, it's going to be a joyful life. I conclude with this. I love Jesus says, "I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete." That's why Jesus told us everything, so his joy can be in us. So continue your Easter season and have a blessed week.